This week on Journey Through the Word at Horizon Indy, Bill Goodrich takes us through Ephesians 6, 21 through 24, and a message entitled, Examples of the Christian Soldier.
Ephesians chapter 6, as we end the book of Ephesians. It's been a great journey as far as I've been concerned. I hope it's been a blessing to you guys. When we started it out, we spent some time looking forward through these six chapters. Today, we're going to look backward over the six chapters, but with a little emphasis that I feel that is very important. You can see it there on the screen, examples of the Christian soldier. Sometimes we don't envision that that's who we are, but today we are enlisted into the army of Jesus Christ. We as soldiers, men and women, are in battle for the souls of men, women, boys, and girls. That's what we go to warfare for. That's what we battle. That's what we're involved in today. And we can't lose that focus because it's very easy. I don't know about you guys, but maybe I speak for myself. It's very easy to relax. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't relax, be relaxed. I'm not saying that we shouldn't enjoy life in any way. But I am saying that even in the midst of being relaxed and enjoying life, that we must realize that there's a warfare that's going on around us. Now, like each year, we put in your bulletins, we put here a little track that you can follow and you can go through the Bible in a year. Some of them you may, if you look in your bulletin, it's not there and it's fallen out. See the ushers on the way because we found a bunch on the floor and it can slip out in that way. But if you want to go through the Bible, this is a great way to do that. A soldier sharpens his or her weapons. They are always constantly prepared for warfare. We see, according to Scripture, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How do we go into warfare? There's many things that we endeavor to make sure that we have in our lives. As we closed or looked at a couple weeks ago, we looked at the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins covered with truth, feet with the gospel, faith, shield of faith, and the sword of the Word of God. And so this is just one way to be ready as a soldier, but I believe it's a very important way for us to do that. Let's start here in verse 21 of chapter 6 of Ephesians, where Paul closes out his message to this church that he loved. He spent a great amount of time with them, and he says, but that you, verse 21, also may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother. Notice how he describes him, a beloved brother, a faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you. So this word beloved means really greatly loved. Paul greatly loved this man, and we'll talk about why. But part of the reason was he was a soldier. I believe that he was a soldier, well prepared for what God had called him to do. And he said, he'll make all things known to you, verse 22, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. So we see, not only was he a faithful minister, and we'll look at that again, not only was he beloved, but he was also, as we see here, sent as a messenger to allow them to know what was going on in Paul's life, but that he might bring comfort to their hearts. And then verse 23, he closes out his message by saying, peace to the brethren, love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. And so today, examples of the Christian soldier. We're going to look at four of them. Well, actually, three examples to us, but there is a fourth, too, that is very, very important. You are sitting next to the fourth. Just wanted you to know that. You're sitting next to the fourth. And so the first example we have is Tychicus. He is there in the Scriptures, this example, or as an example to us of a soldier, I believe, of Jesus Christ, the Christian soldier, Tychicus. So we're going to look at him. Then there is the Christian soldier named Paul. And we're going to just look at one scripture concerning him, the example that we have, but there's so many in scripture. And then the next one you know very well, there was the Christian soldier named Jesus Christ. And we'll look at his example out of Philippians there. But the fourth example, now these three soldiers are dynamic examples for every person who is enlisted in the great army of the Lord. How many today see yourselves as enlisted in the Lord's army? By a show of hands. We all are. If we have claimed Jesus as our Savior, then He is the Lord of our life. He is our commander. He's our general. He's the one that gives us orders. He's the one that protects us. He's a good commander in that way. And so we see these three are examples to us, but finally, we will look at ourselves as Christian soldiers. That will be the fourth example that we'll look at today. So let's begin in verse 21 again. It says, "But that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing." So Paul was concerned that those in Ephesus would know how he was doing because he was in prison at this point. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister. So we see he's beloved, and that's a wonderful expression. Faithful minister in the Lord will make all things known to you. Tychicus, from what we can tell in Scripture, came from Asia. He grew up there, so he was influenced by the Asian culture. But he accepted Jesus Christ somewhere along the line, and he became a very faithful man. He was a companion of Paul who often traveled with him. Because you see him in various, when we look at scriptures, we see him there in the midst of what Paul is doing. We see he was commissioned by Paul as a messenger to various churches. So he was trustworthy. He could be given a message, these books that we have, and Paul counted him as faithful because Paul had written these down, knowing how important it was to the church where he was sending these messages. A message from God through Paul, and he put into Tychicus's hands. And so we see there that he was commissioned to do that by Paul. He was sent on a special mission to Ephesus, and that's emphasized in Scripture. He was also sent to Crete for the purpose of relieving Titus. So not only was he a person that could be given a message, he was faithful in that way. He was a good soldier in that way. But he was a soldier that could be sent to replace another soldier. So he was well-trained. He was disciplined, as we will see. As we think of a soldier, we think of so many different things. But we also see he was called not only Paul's beloved brother and faithful minister, but also his fellow servant. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 7, his fellow servant. So Paul saw him as an equal, a peer. That's a great, great compliment that Tychicus had received from Paul. Now today, as a Christian soldier, as I said, we are to go into warfare for souls of men, women, boys, and girls. I don't know about you, but I had someone witness to me, to Vi and I, and that led to us accepting Jesus Christ. I don't know, but I imagine if I'd asked to show hands that the majority that are here, you had someone, an individual witness to you. They cared enough about you to witness because there was warfare going on for your soul. There still is today. There truly is. But when you were unsaved, there definitely was warfare going on for your life. Soldiers don't go into battle with the desire to be defeated, but to be victorious. Can you imagine that? Okay, we're soldiers for Jesus Christ. Let's go battle so we can be defeated. No, we don't do that. We go into battle that we would be victorious and glory would be given to the Lord. That's very important. The attitude that we approach being a soldier is vital. It's just vital for you and I. Soldiers are, and I was talking to Vi last night, and I said, "Hun, just list some things that come off your mind about what is it, when you think of a soldier." And she just listed these, and I've added a couple to it, too. She said, loyal. A soldier is loyal, truly is, to the government of the United States. I remember when I was in Trenton, New Jersey, and actually Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is when they did that, and they lined you all up, and you didn't know what was coming, but they said, "Raise your right hand, okay, and repeat after me." I mean, you enlisted, I did, in the Navy at that point. But you enlisted, and You said that you would be loyal to the United States of America. Today, we are to be loyal to Jesus Christ. A soldier is a responsible person. Again, could be a Marine, could be an Army, can be a Navy, it could be the Coast Guards, it could be the Air Force, but I'm referring to all of them as soldiers. Today, we are spiritual soldiers in the army of Jesus Christ, and we are to be responsible. Somebody can trust us. They know we're responsible. Another thing is dependable. Today, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, are we dependable? If a person gives us an assignment, the Lord gives us an assignment, are we dependable that we'll follow that through to the end to the best of our ability? A soldier is very purposeful, very purposeful. They have to be because they're in battle. What they do would affect another person, how they respond, how their weapons are prepared and all that. Purposeful in all that they do. And also a soldier is well-disciplined. Got to be well-disciplined. That was one thing when I went into the service, I wanted to experience is become even more disciplined in my life in certain ways. And so the book of Ephesians, as we've gone through this, equips, it has trained us, it has empowered us as soldiers of Jesus Christ. And I just want to again reflect back and consider what we have experienced here in our lives. Tychicus is a tremendous example for us. We see that he is a beloved brother. He was a man who had believed in Jesus Christ and demonstrated it by loving others ever so deeply. Again, beloved brother. He treated others as brothers and sisters, loving and helping them as he could. And we should do the same in our lives too. Because of these things, others counted him as dear to their hearts. That's why he was beloved. He had become dear to the hearts. How many people that you know, even in our church here today or other churches or just people that we know that are Christians, they have become beloved to us because they are faithful. Look at Galatians chapter 6. Joshua put this up, verse 10. Gives us an example of what is being said of Tychicus. It says, therefore, as we have opportunity that you and I as soldiers, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So that's a charge that we have as soldiers. We see also that Tychicus was a faithful man. In him, there was no slackness or slumber, no routineness or slothfulness, no complacency or neglect, no questioning or weakening. He did not fail in his ministry. We don't see that anything indicated other than he was a faithful and productive soldier for Jesus Christ. Tychicus was a faithful minister. Not only was he faithful, but he was a faithful servant. It's good that we would be faithful, but he was a servant in all that he did. Paul commended him for that. He was a man called and gifted by God to preach the gospel and to minister to the needs of God's people. As a soldier, he saw this as a call, part of his orders that he was given by God, and also, no doubt, by Paul. He was a man who had a worldwide vision. He stepped into that heart of Paul. He gave his life to reach the people of the world and the glorious news that living forever was now possible. So he bought into that message. He's accepted that message, but he was able to take that message and realize worldwide. He walked with Paul. It's very important. I walked with a pastor in San Diego that had a worldwide vision. And I thank the Lord for that. And so God taught me to have a worldwide vision as I walked with that person. Tychicus was the same way. He had a vision because Paul had a worldwide vision, and Tychicus bought into that. And he was a faithful minister, notice, in the Lord. In the Lord. He knew where his strength came from and drew his strength from the Lord day by day. As soldiers, we are to have the strength that he would give us. And we're to cry out to the Lord. We're dependent upon that. We just see all over and over in Scripture that if we trust the Lord, that he'll do certain things in our lives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says this concerning this soldier. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found, what does it say? faithful. Today, are we faithful? It's very important as soldiers that we are found faithful. Other people can depend upon us. And then lastly, we see that Tychicus was a friend of believers, a messenger of encouragement. There in verse 22, he brought a message of encouragement. Notice it says, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that you may, that he may, excuse me, comfort your hearts. He was a person that would come to be an encourager, a comforter. He is a man willing to set aside his own desires to meet the need of others. Instead of seeking after his own ministry, he was willing to serve as a carrier of a message from Paul to the believers in many churches. When I look at this and I dive into this man, Tychicus, I just really love his life. So often people want to be number one, whatever number one is. I don't know. I'll show you what number one means in just a moment, because Paul was number one in many, many ways. But Tychicus saw that his purpose in life could be, he could be satisfied being a supporter of others. He could take a message. You know, some people want to be the person that delivers the message. There's nothing wrong with the person that, takes the message to other people, and that's who this man was. Again, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4 on the screen, we see this another scripture that speaks of the heart of this man. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. How many of us have thought, I'm a disciple of Tychicus? Anybody thought that way? I haven't really thought of it. But yet, there he is. Tremendous example. Tremendous example to the churches there in Asia, and that he would be willing to be a soldier for Jesus Christ and lift up the arms of Paul and other people in that way. And so there was a Christian soldier named Tychicus, but there also was in the scriptures here another Christian soldier, and his name is Paul. Paul was a spiritual brother to other believers. Paul had a concern for the spiritual welfare of other believers. He prayed for them. Here in these scriptures, verse 23, notice, peace to the brethren, love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. What was Paul doing? He was praying. As a soldier of Jesus Christ, he realized that these four things were vital for the other soldiers there that would enlist in the Lord's army. Peace, love, faith, grace. All of those were important. Paul was a leader. He was number one in many ways. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's see what it looked like to be number one in those days, that God would use him. He enlisted in the Lord's army. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul, a soldier of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 22 of chapter 11. Paul is being questioned by others, so he comes back and says, concerning them, are they Hebrews? You know what? So am I. Are they Israelites? They're so proud about that. So he was being challenged. He was being persecuted in ways. He says, so am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? You know what? So am I, he says. Look at verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? And then he says, I speak as a fool. I'm going to brag and I speak as a fool doing this, but I find that I need to do this. I am more, he says, in laborers. Now, this is what it takes to be a soldier for Jesus Christ, to be number one, to be a commander there in the Lord's army, in laborers more abundant. This is for Paul's call. In stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, and deaths often. How many want to volunteer for this? You know? That's okay. I'll bypass this. You can have this, Paul. I don't need this type thing. He goes on in verse 24, from the Jews, five times I have received 40 stripes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A day and a night I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, and perils of robbers, and perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often and cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Anybody say, this is what I want, Lord? I mean, he was a soldier. Tychicus was an example to us today of how we are to march, how we are to go into warfare. Paul was definitely that example. It really is. I don't find myself praying, Lord, put me through like what you put Paul through. I don't, but then we must be prepared if he brings something. All of us today have challenges in our lives. We've gone through rough things, and it's important. It's important to look at the examples that we have, and Paul was one of those. Another example, go with me to Philippians chapter 2, please. Chapter 2. The example of all examples we know, there was a soldier named Jesus Christ. So many places you can go in the scripture, but I thought if we're talking about this and we're going to look back just a moment here after we look at these three things, we're going to look back at you and I as a soldier and how we have been prepared through the book of Ephesians to march and to fight for the glory of God. But here's the example we have of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Now verse 6. Who, being in the form of God, in other words, of the same nature of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Another translation would be equality with God. It was not something to be held onto. He stepped out of heaven, became us, one of us, but made himself of no reputation. In other words, he stripped himself of everything, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, because he stooped so low, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. What an example we have of Jesus as a soldier of Jesus Christ, in the Lord's army. And so, what a great example. What a great example Tychicus was. What a great example to us Paul was. And what a great example, obviously, the Lord was. And so now, just bear with me a little bit. I'd like to go back and share again, as we look back through Ephesians, about what the Lord has done to prepare us to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. Go back to chapter 1, please, of Ephesians. In verses 1 and 2, and we're not going to read through all of them. This morning I get up early. I woke up at 4, a little earlier than I normally do. And I thought, I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to read all the way through Ephesians chapter 6. And I just enjoyed that, just reading all the way through to get it in my heart and my mind again. It's just a wonderful book. So as we're reflecting back, if you haven't been able to join us through the whole teaching of the book, I pray that this would be a blessing to you as we look back over how the Lord has prepared us to be soldiers. The first thing that we see is found in verse 1, and you will see it there, is the call of God. Josh will put these things up on the screen so you can see them as we go through. But the first thing about being a soldier was the call of God. There, notice in verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. You don't see the word called there, but in reality, when you look at other letters that he has written, he puts it into those epistles. But here we see an apostle. He's making a statement, but I believe he's making a statement that he's been called to be a messenger. He's been called to be a soldier. And so we see as we start out in this book that likewise, as we go in application, we see there's a call on our lives. There's a call for us to march. There's a call to make sure our uniform is in order. There's a call that our attitude is ready to go whenever the Lord would have us go. We approach our day. We surrender our day to the Lord. We say, Lord, here, you would be supreme over. You would be sovereign in our lives. You would guide and give me opportunities, whatever it would be. As a soldier, I want to be ready, Lord. I want to be ready. And so that's what part of me being ready is, as I know there's a call. Today, we prayed before everybody got here. We prayed as a group of people. Lord, this is a special day. This is the only day that we'll ever have like this. And some of you go, I hope so. The weather like that. No. But it's the only day. Yesterday's gone. Today, tomorrow, we don't know if we'll get there. Today, we have this day that we are called to live as Christian soldiers. And so we were trained now in Ephesians to understand that. We see the second thing here as we go through. Well, I want to put up a scripture here right in the midst of this, Josh, if we can break that up. I don't know if that's too hard for you or I'll just read it. Can you put it up? Ephesians, or 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Josh is really good. Notice what's said there by Paul. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he, she, may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. That's a goal. That's our marching orders that we have there. And so there in chapter 1, we see that there's a call on our lives. And I'm not going to read through all the scriptures. But the next thing we see is that there's an eternal plan of God for the Christian soldier. For you and I, there's an eternal plan to be a soldier of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 23, there we can see that a Christian soldier is to have blessings from God. God will prepare us and bring blessings. The knowledge of God has to be in our lives as a soldier to go forward. And the power of God needs to be there. That's what we learned there in that section of Scripture. The third thing is we're going through the book of Ephesians, but looking back now and looking at it with the mindset of being a soldier is that we saw in chapter 2, verses 1 through 22, we saw the life of the Christian soldier. The life of the Christian soldier. So we can say, okay, what's the life of a Christian soldier to be like? We go to verses chapter 2, verses 1 through 22, and we get ideas of that right there. The believer is to have God's grace. The believer is to have God's mercy. The believer is to have God's peace and reconciliation abounding in their lives. So that's what it means to be a soldier of Jesus Christ for you and I today. That's how we march. We understand that. It's like those little medals that we have, you know, not earned by us, but earned by the Lord. And he puts these things on our uniform, and we display as we march so proudly in the Lord's army that he has done these things in our lives. The third thing, as we continue through Ephesians, we get to chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. We saw that there was an eternal purpose of God for the Christian soldier, an eternal purpose. There's a life of the Christian soldier, which is good day in and day out, but there's an eternal purpose. God's purpose for the Christian soldier is that he or she would grow in maturity and be a strong force for the kingdom of God. And so we learned that, but it's important we understand this is what is necessary. This is what's given to us by God. Today as his children, but as his soldiers. We continued on in our journey, and then we saw the walk of the Christian soldier. Very important that we do that there in Ephesians chapter 4, 17 through 24. And the walk of the Christian soldier is more than that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through chapter 6, verse 9, that we see that. The walk of the Christian soldier. There in that area of Scripture, then we see this, that is all these things. The walk is a walk in unity, worthy of calling. The soldier is to walk using his or her gifts. We see that. The soldier is to walk differently than the Gentiles. The soldier is to walk putting off the garment of the old man and putting on the garment of the new man. The soldier is to walk following God. We learned all of these things. The soldier is to walk as a child of the light. The soldier is to walk carefully and strictly. The believing wife and husband as soldiers are to walk in the spirit of submission and love. and the believing children and parents as Christian soldiers are to walk under God's authority. And then we learned as we were going through Ephesians, heading into chapter 6, believing slaves and masters or employees and employers as Christian soldiers are to also walk under God's authority. And then the last thing we've already mentioned there in chapter 6, the welfare of the Christian soldier. That would be number 6 there, the welfare of the Christian soldier. As the Christian soldier is in, the warfare of the Christian soldier. As the Christian soldier is in warfare, he or she is to have the whole armor of God at times. Shout it out right now. The helmet of? Breastplate of? Loins with? Truth. Feet shod with the? Shield of? The sword of? And the word of God. The word of God. That's us. We are prepared. That's what he did going through this book of Ephesians. Like no other book in all of the 66 books that we have. This is an amazing book. It truly is. But it is here to remind us as we look back, what was he doing as we were going through this? To train us, to equip us, to empower us as soldiers of Jesus Christ. That's the journey that we've been on. Praise the Lord for that. Gets even better as we go into Philippians. We'll be heading into that. It's a beautiful thing that we have today. Again, a Christian soldier goes to war fighting for the souls of people. Are we ready to do that, ladies and gentlemen? We are ending a decade. Anybody remember Y2K? That was 20 years ago. Remember how it seemed to be so important? Some of the young whippersnappers, what was Y2K? Don't worry about it. It was just fake. It really was. Gone by so quickly. We are entering into 2020. That's a mind blower to me. Next decade, what's there going to be? That's why we've been praying for the impossible. That's why we've been praying for revival. As we head into this decade, we just pray the Lord visits us in a way that we can't even imagine. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Truly wonderful. But it's going to take us to prayer. We've got to go into prayer. It's going to take us, God will take us into fasting. God will take us into the Word. He'll take us into places that will be challenging. Don't think that just Paul is the one that went into these places of challenge, or Jesus went into these places of challenge. If we're soldiers in the army of Jesus Christ, he'll take us to those places that can be a challenge. Life brings challenges, but yet there's spiritual warfare that we find ourselves in the midst of. I'd like to close today with something that I have read years and years ago. Many of you will recognize this that we're there, but years and years ago, it's called I Am a Soldier. I Am a Soldier. And if I remember correctly, this was found in Africa in a little hut where the pastor of these people lived, and he passed away. And they went in to clean out the place where he lived. He was a single man, I guess. I don't know if his wife had passed away or whatever. But they found this attached to one of the walls in his place where he lived. I'm going to share this with you. He says, I am a soldier in the army of God. He kept this, no doubt, to go through it. The Lord Jesus Christ is my commanding officer. The Holy Bible is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the Word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I am a volunteer in this army, I am enlisted for eternity. I will either retire in this army or die in this army. But I will not get out, sell out, be talked out, or pushed out. I am faithful, reliable, capable, and dependable. If my God needs me, I am there. I am a soldier. I'm not a baby. I do not need to be pampered, petted, primed, pumped up, picked up, or pepped up. Or prepped up, sorry. Pepped up. I am a soldier. No one has to call me, remind me, write me, visit me, entice me, or lure me. I am a soldier. I am not a wimp. I am in place, saluting my king, obeying his orders, praising his name, and building his kingdom. No one has to send me flowers, gifts, food, cards, candy, or give me handouts. I do not need to be cuddled, cradled, cared for, or catered to. I am committed. I cannot have my feelings hurt bad enough to turn me around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn me aside. I cannot lose enough to cause me to quit. When Jesus called me into his army, I had nothing. If I end up with nothing, I will still come out even. I will win. My God will supply all my needs. I am more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ. Devils cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Weather cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Battles cannot beat me. Money cannot buy me. Governments cannot silence me. And hell cannot handle me. I am a soldier. Even death cannot destroy me. For when my commander calls me from this battlefield, he will promote me to be a captain. I am a soldier in the army. I'm marching, claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I am a soldier marching heaven bound. Isn't that amazing? I don't know if you've ever heard that or not, but I think it's worthwhile just hearing it again if you've heard that. That's who we are today. Are we not? We are soldiers. And so as we head into 2020 and another decade, I pray that we would get our uniforms pressed and ready to march. I pray that we would get training. We'd take it serious. I pray that we would take our weapons and have multiple weapons and get qualified in those weapons. Prayer, the Word of God, speaking what we need to know, sharing with people and coming alongside and protecting people. I pray that we would be soldiers, including me, for Jesus Christ, and nothing will dissuade us. Nothing will turn us away from the Word. Nothing will get us out of prayer. Nothing will take us away from fellowship with Jesus Christ, and that we would purpose to be where He would have us to be.
Our journey will continue in our next broadcast. Thanks for joining us today. Journey Through the Word is a ministry of Horizon Indy in Indianapolis, Indiana. If you want more info, check us out at horizonindy.org or call 317-823-2349. Join us next time, and you'll hear the pages turn as we journey through the Word.
Today's programs are sponsored by Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis. This two-year, 24/7 discipleship process challenges students to allow God to take hold of their hearts through the daily, in-depth study of God's Word, servant leadership, local ministry, and international mission experience. You may contact Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis by calling 317-823-2349. Thanks to Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis for their support of Christian Radio.
CCBCI at CCBCI.org.